Maine has one of the country's lowest daily case rates of COVID-19, and a few schools in rural districts have already opened their doors to in-person learning. But as Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg found, the school day is still far from normal.
Fort Street Elementary School sixth grader Charlie Pierce was okay with the masks and temperature checks. But she and her mom Amy say one of the hardest parts of going back to school was not being able to hug the friends she hadn't seen in months.
My friends kind of really wanted to hug me. I mean,
we had talked about
not hugging,
keeping our distance, because we are huggers by nature. Yes.
The new social distancing rules are just some of the changes at Fort Street Elementary, which opened to students in mid-August. It was one of the first schools in Maine to reopen its classrooms.
Listen, the parents and the community have been waiting for us to go back to school for a long time.
Elaine Bollier is superintendent of the MSAD 42 school district. She says the decision to reopen has been easier here in Aroostook County along the Canadian border. The farming community is relatively isolated, and the county has had less than 40 confirmed cases of COVID-19 since March. Also, the school district serves only about 400 students. But even in an area with no community spread, back to school looks a little different, beginning before students even arrive in the classroom.
Everybody has their masks?
Yeah.
All right.
As sixth grader Charlie Pierce gets ready to head out in the morning, her mom, Amy, asks her and her three sisters a set of required daily questions.
Is everybody feeling okay?
Yep.
Yep.
Nobody has scratchy throats or coughs or... Mm-mm. You tasted your breakfast, right?
Yes.
After students are dropped off at the school's entrance, they put on masks or face shields, as mandated by the state. Then they stand in a line 6 feet apart and walk toward a teacher for a temperature check.
Good morning, how are we? Good job.
Okay, you can go right to your class.
Half the district students go to school in the morning, half in the afternoon, with a few families opting to continue with remote learning for now. Bollier says class sizes can be mostly kept to just 5 to 10 kids, making social distancing easier. That's helped relieve concerns of some staff, like high school social studies teacher Samantha Drost. She has asthma, which puts her in a higher risk category for the virus.
You know, if I was at a bigger school like Georgia, I probably wouldn't have come back.
Georgia has one of the highest daily case rates in the country and has already seen outbreaks in schools. The initial plan was for Duras to broadcast her lessons from one room while her students watched her on a screen in another. But on her first day back, Duras realized it would be hard to connect with her kids that way. She decided to abandon the setup and teach them face-to-face with social distancing.
I had said to them, you know, and I told them right up, I'm like, I am a high risk, so you just need to follow what I put out. You need to wear your mask, and we're going to make sure that we clean lots. And if we can do that, then we're going to stay in here.
So far, at least, she says students are keeping their masks on. But a lot of uncertainty still lingers, like what to do when flu season hits, and what to do in the winter when temperatures go down to the single digits, making it a lot harder to keep windows open to circulate air. In southern Maine, which has larger schools and more cases, those kinds of questions have prompted many parents and teachers to call on districts to slow their reopening plans. But in the less populated north, Bollier says the worst of the pandemic still feels far away.
This is one time that it's great to live in rural Maine.
For NPR News, I'm Robbie Feinberg in Aroostook County, Maine.